everybody. I am in Playa Vista, California at the EA offices. Lovely, lovely offices, I'm going to have to say. It's almost like a compound, really.
Yeah.
And this is Raj, and Raj is going to talk to us about Command & Conquer 3, Tiberian Wars. Thank you for giving us this time. I know you're a busy, busy man. Let's start from the beginning. For people out there who may not be so familiar with the Command & Conquer series, let's give me a little background as to how we got to the third version?
Basically, like you said, Command & Conquer 3, Tiberian Wars, one of the main characters in this is actually not even a human. It's really Tiberium itself.
Okay.
It's this element that's kind of taken over the Earth. It's a greatest resource, but also one of our greatest risks. Everything it touches kind of turns into Tiberium. It's a radioactive element that can be harnessed for power, used for weaponry, but is also slowly decimating the Earth and making it almost uninhabitable.
Wow.
And so you have it's heavy duty.
Yeah.
So you have two factions, three overall, but two factions on the Earth kind of fighting it out. And one is GDI, the Global Defense Initiative, similar to kind of like the UN, going around trying to keep peace and eradicate Tiberium, but also harnessing it at the same time. And then you have this radical faction called Nod. Run by Kane, which is played by Joe Coogan of old CNC lore.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they see Tiberian as something brought here as a larger plan by God. And so they're kind of religious fanatics out to try and take over the Earth and to harness Tiberian and find out where it really came from. And now with CNC 3, you have the introduction of the alien faction, the Skryn.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of slowly reveals the story of where maybe the Tiberian came from and how everybody's kind of working together.
Okay.
Against the same foe.
Now, because this is technically, I mean, in the past, it's been a PC game. So, how is it? Was it? Is it different than the PC version, or is because this is coming out for the Xbox 360?
There are some differences between the PC version and 360 version.
Yeah.
Both have the same main single-player storyline.
Yeah.
Some of the additions that we made for the 360 version are extra multiplayer modes that kind
of. Oh, cool.
Kind of targeted towards, we know a lot of console players love first-person shooters, so we brought over some multiplayer modes that they would be familiar with, like King of the Hill, Capture the Flag, Capture and Hold, and this cool new mode called Siege Mode, which allows players, we know a lot of people playing on the console might be new to RTS, so.
Right, because I mean, RTS usually there's so much packed on the screen that you need, you know, a computer monitor to handle it, but apparently, did you find difficulty in designing for, you know, regular television as opposed to a computer screen?
Well, there were some concessions that you have to make, or actually just ways of approaching things to make it so that it reads properly, both on NTSC and HD TVs.
Yeah.
With, you know, HD television, you can get a lot of resolution out of things, and really the game looks exceptional on HD. Also looking good on NTSC, but we tried to tailor things so that it would look good to people who were watching it on television as opposed to their computer monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about that is, you know, if you have a large TV at home, 5.1 surround sound, we completely tailor to that.
Right.
You know, the experience is huge. You know, RTS is all about tons of units on the screen at any given
time.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Being able to see it big and larger than life is something that we really like on the console.
Right. And now these games, I know the Command & Conquer, how long would you say the gameplay? I mean, these things are long. It's an investment of time. You can play these games for, you know.
Oh, my goodness. It's like you have over 30 single-player missions.
Wow.
Not only the five different multiplayer modes like we talked about, but, you know, tons of maps to play with people. We really see the online component as being the larger part of where people might be spending their time, but there's so many single-player missions that you could really keep yourself occupied for a long time.
Now, there's also been a lot of buzz about the Vision Cam. Talk to me about that and sort of explain what that is.
Well, the cool thing is Voice over IP allowed people to start talking to the people they're playing with.
Awesome.
So, you know, you hang out with your friends, and it makes a huge difference. You know, now video games are getting around to actually, while you're playing with other people, you're actually spending time with people rather than secluding yourself away. Now we break down yet another wall. You can actually see your opponents. You know, the cool thing is, like, these strategy games all came out of board games. So you're sitting across from your opponent.
Yeah.
You get to see them sweat, see their body language, see what they're doing. Now you get to do this with Vision Cam. You get to see all your opponents, so the three people you're playing up against on the screen at the same time. You get to talk smack to each other,
That's awesome.
And at the end, you know, RTS is very competitive, so the cool thing is you get a gloating period.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have this thing called the winner circle that comes up. You get this big image on the screen of the winner, and he or she gets the time to kind of gloat.
Give him a little props.
Yeah, exactly. CNC is known for a lot of live-action cutscenes.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, there's over 90 minutes of live action in the game. It really furthers the storyline. It makes a really compelling experience, especially with the single-player campaign. The cool thing is we drew from some really great talent. Michael Ironsides, Billy Dee Williams, Trisha Helfer, Grace Park from Battlestar, Josh Holloway from Lost, Jennifer Morrison. It's just a really great cast. They give it their all in this and really adds to it. It's kind of melding. You know, people talk about movies, they talk about video games. You bring the two together,
yeah.
And with such a strong cast, it's pretty awesome. And it's great to get the lore out for CNC, because for so long there's been a lot of discussion about what's really going on in this universe, and we really start spelling it out.
Now, what would you say to people who are fans of, like, Battle for Middle-Earth 2? Would this something that would translate well, same sort of audience, same sort of gameplay?
Same thing. You know, Battle for Middle-Earth 2 was our first foray into RTS on the console.
Yeah. Hugely successful.
Hugely successful. Got a lot of great feedback, and we did a lot of focus testing and tried to listen to everybody who was playing the game with things they liked and things that they wanted to see done better. So our control scheme stays largely the same, but at the same time, we made things a lot faster. Response time is super quick. Mm-hmm. Our frame rate's really high. We made certain key innovations like cursor magnetism, so you can really kind of pick the people that you want to immediately.
Okay.
The cursor will kind of like slide over and magnetize over the people you want. Also, creating control groups, something that we realized instead of having to go through some menus to do that, select who you want, tap down on the D-pad, and you have your control groups.
Oh,
things
great.
Like that to kind of streamline things, because we really want people to feel comfortable playing RTS on a console.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing to me, that there's such a learning curve for RTS. It's like, I just never thought I was bright enough to handle it, but apparently you're making games for people like me nowadays.
Well, I am for people like me. I'm a new adopter to RTS, and the cool thing about the controller is you know where all the buttons are. Everything's mapped really easily. You can play the game with the stick and the A button, you know, just moving the camera around and just our main action button. But the cool thing is, once you've held a controller, you pretty much know where everything is. So if there's not really much memorization to go on or familiarity, you never really need to look down. And that's a cool thing. Getting people exposed to real-time strategy games, realizing that it's completely compelling, a compelling type of gameplay, other than like first-person shooters or third-person.
Well, you got me excited about it. And when's the game out in stores?
We ship May 8th. May 10th, we're looking to be on shelves.
So right around now, look for it. It's Command & Conquer 3 Tiberian Wars. Thank you so much.
Thank you.